GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show.
As the newest combatant command, SpaceCom will defend America's vital interests in space, the next warfighting domain.
President Trump in the Rose Garden yesterday. Our question of the day, do you agree with President Trump's authorizing a U.S. Space Command, a step toward what would be a space force? You can see some of the articles linked at our Facebook page, and already listeners are chiming in, George, at the George Hale Rick Tyler Show.
Yeah, we have to not get too wonky with this, but got to remember what it is. We had a U.S. Space Command back in 1985. And then they disbanded it in 2002 because of 9/11. And then this is being redone in a new version.
Can you connect some dots for some listeners?
Yeah.
Why would the attacks on America on September 11th cause us to not pursue
Space everything
Command?
Was against terrorism at that point. Nothing that they all the effort is rightfully so put into the government was trying to stop terrorism. We didn't know where we were going back in the administration of that time.
Okay.
And the Space Command is a step. Most people think probably a good step, a step toward a more controversial end in the Congress of the Space Force, which would be a new branch of the armed services. I don't know if that's clear enough.
Which President Trump said yesterday would be critical to the defense and the security of the United States of America.
Those who wish to harm the United States, to seek to challenge us in the ultimate high ground of space, it's going to be a whole different ballgame.
Because the president went on to say, there are other nations that are already threatening the United States from space.
Our adversaries are weaponizing Earth's orbits with new technology targeting American satellites that are critical to both battlefield operations and our way of life at home.
1-800-966-1039. We ask you, do you agree with the president authorizing the U.S. Space Command? I guess, better worded, it would be reauthorizing the Space Command.
Yeah.
And if you want to take it that way, a step toward establishing a space force. 1-800-966-1039.
Well, we have five branches of the military now. This would be a sixth branch of the armed services under the Air Force that would organize, train, equip a corps of military space operators. Now, that has to go to Congress, and you have to rewrite. It's not going to happen tomorrow, and it has to be not only authorized by Congress, it has to be funded by Congress. But the president has been on this track before. This is nothing new. And this, what he said yesterday, what he did yesterday was actually, as you indicated, a step toward a space force.
Jaunt.
Not an easy lift, though.
Jaunt. An easy lift off, you mean?
Yeah, not an easy lift off, yeah.
Jason writes, if we don't take care of our interests up there, someone else will take the opportunity to hamstring us by dominating that environment. A lot of our technology works due to the satellite zooming everywhere. George writes to us, I see no problem having a United States branch of our military to focus on the coming fights in the race out onto space. It is the final frontier. Tank writes to us, sure, why not? Hopefully it will yield some positive results. And Rocky writes, these are all on our Facebook page, something like this was bound to develop sooner or later. Why not now, before it has to come about hastily and in some sort of crisis? Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Do you agree with the president reauthorizing, if you will, the U.S. Space Command?
Yeah, it's about time. It'd be like the Air Force getting its own Marine Corps. They need a fast reaction team. And, you know, it's about time we got back into space. So we've gotten a lot of stuff from the space program so far.
It has been very inventive. We know that. And our good friend Sean Latch, who holds the key to the Amira Astronomy Center and the Maynard F. Jordan Planetarium at the University of Maine, has stated that. We've gone down that road. What do you think? 1-800-966-1039. If you're a parent of a child, consider the question this way. Would you let your kid enlist in the Space Command and in the Space Force?
Well, the argument in Congress will be long and hard. It's already started as to whether we should be pursuing war efforts or peace efforts in space or a combination of both. Just as the other branches, like the Air Force and the Navy, they have forces for geographic commands. You remember U.S. Central Command was one. So the Space Force, as it's envisioned, would train and equip men and women for space operations. This, on the surface, sounds pretty simple. Now, where is the opposition coming from? At this point, there's no real opposition to this. But so, there are a lot of questions.
Words mean everything. And you mentioned war and a peace effort.
Yeah.
See, I would sooner think that this is a way to... I would think that if I were trying to fight for this, the way that I would word it would be, we need this as a defensive measure.
Well, some people look at this right. as the beginning, the same way they formed the Air Force.
And was there resistance to the Air Force saying that we'll never need to have that thing up there?
Well, there was a battle, of course. You got to go back to the days of Billy Mitchell. Initially, the government, the White House, the president pushed for a Space Force that would be separate to the Air Force. Then it got some pushback. Now they want to put this new service within the Air Force.
You see, I'd put it within the Navy because the Navy has ships.
We'll take it.
And you put, yeah, caller, hello, the George Hale, Rick Tyler Show. Do you agree with the president? We're going to use the term reauthorizing the U.S. Space Command, a step toward a Space Force.
Good morning, Rick. Absolutely. When you have countries like China that's on the dark side of the moon, and when for the I'm pretty sure 10 years we've been sharing rides up into space with Russia, I think it's absolutely time for us to lead the way. I mean, what young boy didn't want to be an astronaut when he was growing up? Love you guys. Keep it going.
Caller, hello, the George Hale, Rick Tyler Show. Thanks for hanging on the PDQ Door telephone line. We'd like to ask you the question of the day. Do you agree with the president reauthorizing, if you will, the U.S. Space Command?
Yes, John F. Kennedy brought it up to the future, and that question that he asked of our nation to do this, it's being repeated again by Donald Trump.
1-800-966-1039 for those fans of Gene Roddenberry and his work. Isn't this a step toward what would or could eventually be that utopian, we all work together and let's explore space? At the same time, if you have a more dire view of what's out there and what might come to visit us someday, who's to say there's not something out there that when they come to visit planet Earth, they're not coming just to shake hands and play cards. They're coming to take some of our resources, and we need to be ready to defend ourselves.
Well, as it stands right now, the Pentagon has a new command. Secretary of Defense Esper signed the U.S. Space Command, and this is the 11th fighting command of the Defense Department. So that's step one. As I indicated, step two would be, it's not going to happen tomorrow. It will. My understanding is it takes a full year just to rewrite one of the titles, codes of the U.S.
Yeah, but go back to the point that the listener made to us, that Rocky, who said, better do it now before we have to do it in a rush. Let's take care of this now.
The Air Force general, it's going to be in charge of this, Jay Raymond. He's interesting because he's going to be the new head of SpaceCom. You're going to have to get used to the acronym. It's going to be SpaceCom.
And they're going to be in...
And he's already there now.
Colorado, right? Is Southern Colorado?
You may be right.
I can find where it is.
Joint force that they're going to have now is to deter a conflict from extending into space. Now, as I understand, this is all new. What will SpaceCom do? It's going to deter adversaries in space, defend American assets in orbit, deliver war-fighting capabilities such as GPS to other commands, and joint warfighters to be able to operate in the space domain. Now, I'm getting into Star Wars now, right? I'm seeing Star Wars out there.
Star Wars was, if you were part of the Empire, okay, all right, sure, you had all the great gear until you realized that they were, what did Princess Leia say? The more you clutch your fist, the more star systems will sift through your fingers. Okay, it's going to be, it's probably going to be more like Star Wars than it will be Star Trek.
Oh, yeah.
Because it'll be people putting together what they can possibly... SpaceX proves that. Here are some of the text messages coming into us. In the MTG text line, 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478. I'm all for Space Force, but how much bigger is the national debt going to be? Because Congress can't even balance the budget that we have here on Earth.
Well,
that's a good point.
The budget for Spacecom in fiscal 2020 was $83.8 million, of which $75 million was shifted from other things. So the caller, that is an interesting point, because Congress is going to have to fund this.
This person writes to us, to infinity and beyond, a reference to Toy Story. This person noted to us, well, Thanos did attack from space, to which I wrote back, aw, snap. And fans of the Marvel movies will understand that reference. This person writes us, we'll need it if the aliens visit us. Oh. And the pigs and the chickens or the beef and the cattle start asking where their brothers and sisters are. It is the next great arms race, this person texts us, and we are behind. We need to have a position of strength to prevent any future wars. Can agree with that. 1-800. Oh, and this person writes to us, I wonder what the uniforms will look like. I wrote back, sexy, we hope. Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Do you agree with President Trump's authorizing or reauthorizing a U.S. Space Command?
Yes, I do. And I don't know if you remember the final battle scene in Moonraker, but that's a distinct possibility right there.
We're getting into James Bond now, right?
Yeah. Well, we had lasers, and we had all those people. Wasn't Jaws was a part of that, the guy with the teeth.
Oh, yeah. Hey, by the way, Spacecom, the final selection of a location hasn't been made, according to what I'm reading. It may be temporarily someplace, but the final selection of the headquarters hasn't been completely settled yet.
This person writes to us, this is a peace effort. I've always said peace through strength. If you're the biggest and the baddest force out there, potential adversaries would choose peace over being on your bad side. Well, that may be true, although the aforementioned September attacks on America, I mean, we were the big dog, but still the terrorists attacked us. They risk being on our bad side. And it's interesting to note historically, as you point out, George, that's what took us off the path of a U.S. Space Command.
Well, there's no question they put it on the back burner after that, because it had to back in President Bush's years. The Space Command officially is up and running yesterday, I guess, because it's already there. It's nothing that had to happen. John Raymond, the general who will, he's already been confirmed, I guess, as the leader, so that's not a problem. It's interesting where we go from here, because everything we do in Washington is, have you seen the spaghetti feed for the hurricane that might come into Florida, all of the models, and they call it the spaghetti feed? Well, this is the same way with legislation in Congress. This thing is going to take a lot of twists and turns.
We say it's not officially located yet, although it's an official entity. But the Pentagon said that Peterson Air Force Base in southern Colorado will at least serve as the interim headquarters,
yep,
sharing it with nearby Shriver Air Force Base. So it's got a location. It's got a name. It's already in effect. And we ask you the question of the day, do you agree with President Trump, and we use the term reauthorizing, a U.S. Space Command? You can vote online at WVOMFM.com, and you can join the conversation at our Facebook page, The George Hale Rick Tyler Show. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.